Learning Masech the Sukkah Daf Lamed Chesim and Beis. The Gemara says, "Amar Rava, Hilchus Gevurta Ikla Mishnah Minagad Alela." Like Rashi explains, that you see that they had Minhagim in the times of Rava, but they were Noig in the times of Rava. The Bartei Knesias, Rava was saying, from our Minig that we have now in the Bartei Knesias, and we don't have those Minagim, at least not all of them. We can learn a lot of different halachas about halal. Because Amal, what they did was, it was a gadol that was Kari Hal, and everyone answered after Mahaluko or Rashi Prakim. But now, most of the people were Bekim, and Rashi releases, call Bekim, call B'nei Knesset Bekim, but they still read it in a way to show you what the Tekanis Rishayim was for the Ein Bekim and for the Bekim. So he starts off, Huay Mahaluka, Veinai Mahaluka, Mikan Shem Mitzvah Lanis Haluka. The Chazan says Haluka, the Kol says after Haluka, and that teaches you it's a mitzvah to be Eina Haluka. And Rashi says this mitzvah is even for the Bekim. He says, and the fact that the Makre starts off Haluka and we're quiet, and then we say after Haluka and he's quiet, we don't say Kaseda the way we say the rest of Halu. So you see, Shemitzvah Lanis Haluka, Vishachase, Afilu Lebekim. Even Bekim have to say Haluka Betchilase. The Dvar Gana learns not the way. The Dvar learns, Mikan Shemitzel Manes, Haluka Pirish, Zenogli Yisimin Sheyesei De Godel, Aina Achram Tchila Zeperek Haluka Venis Samech Al Shemim Bavan Kader Shesamech Bashar. That the Dvar says that the Mitzel Manes Haluka means that Hayetzai De Godel is Aina Achram Tchila Zeperek Haluka. It's Mashma, it wasn't a din afil lebekin. It's only for someone who's being Yetzam, Ayide Godel. So it's a machlekes Rashi and Dvar. The Aruch Hanayir says, L'chai Rashi is mukhrich, because the very next case was that, Huay mehal wav de Hashem veinar maluka, mikan shem begadol makar eisa eina achrav haluka. So you already know this din, that begadol makar eina haluka. We already know this din from the second thing, from Huay wav de Hashem haluka. So why do they have to do haluka haluka? Why would they have to do the din twice? Elamai, the first din is even for Bekin, and the second din is for Taka Gadol Makri Eisai. Taka Bissel Shver in the Ritva. But the Ritva sounds like he holds that there's a Bezunder Chiddush that you say Haluka, that says, even though you're saying exactly what he's saying. When you say Halu Avdei Hashem, you're saying Haluka, that's the Rashi Parakim, that's the Ein Archav Haluka. But here's the Chiddush, that even though the rest of the time you're not saying what the Chazan's saying, but Haluka, you have to say what the Chazan's saying. Maybe the Pshat is, otherwise you could say Haluka, Halu Avdei Hashem, and you say Haluka, and it's going on both. You have to bedafka say the Haluka that the Chazan said. But that's Lefi the Ritva, that it's only by Gadol Makri I say. But Lefi Rashi, the Pshat is, it's even for Bekim. I mean, the Ran's Medayik, even if you're going to say it's two Chedushim, and you don't have a Kash like Daruch Lener wanted to say it twice, the Gemara the first time says Mikan Shemitzel Lanis Haluka, and the next one it says Mikan Shemagodol Makri Aisa Ein Achrav Haluka. Sounds clear Meduyik that the first one was not just of the Godel's Makri Aisa. It's always a mitzvah to say Haluka. Asay is Medayik the Ran, but the Aruch Haner is bothered. According to Rashi, what's Takip Sham? Well, we don't say Haluka. If it's the din is like the Dvav Godel Makri Aisa, and they only said Haluka to show that din. So this minig of showing that din, we don't have this minig. It was a minig that Rav had. We don't have the entire. We don't have at least the minig in its entirety. But if it's a mitzvah lanas haluka, means it's a tkanis chazal that even a baki has to say haluka. So why don't we say it today? Today, when the chazan says the baruch lekrei yisahal, why isn't everyone quiet? Let the chazan say haluka. Let everyone have to answer him haluka. Mitzvah lanas haluka. Chayre pella. But he says, you look in the Ran, you'll see the teretz. The Ran says like this. The Ran says, what's Taka the Pshat, that there's a mitzvah lanas haluka for everyone? He says, the Pshat's like this. If you have two people in the shul, you have the Bekim and the Ein Bekim. So the Ein Bekim are going to say, I'll call David Dover haluka. What are the Bekim going to do? They're going to say the actual words, so they don't have to say haluka. Because once they're saying the actual words, so there's no mukkim to say haluka, there's no mukkim to make an aniyah. You're saying the actual words. But that's the rest of how. But the first haluka, whether you're saying haluka with the chazan or the saying haluka after the chazan, you're doing the same thing. You're saying haluka. You're not losing anything. If you say haluka on the rest, you're interrupting your flow. You want to say with the chazan. You don't want to be after the chazan. You want to say with the chazan. But the first Taluka doesn't make a difference if you say with the chazan, after the chazan. It's anyways just saying the word Taluka. So Mamela, he says, why should they bother if you say Taluka a little bit later? So Mamela, they wanted that everyone together should say the Taluka, because it's Taluka that everyone could say. As I zok the Ram Shan and Rashi. So the Aruch HaNei says, so good. So the Takana of Taluka was when there are Bekiyim and Eina Bekiyim. Then there's a Takana Azayvi, the Eina Bekiyim is saying Taluka. After everything, so even the Bekiyim is a mitzvah to say Taluka Stamazay, even though they're not being Yosef in the Chazan. But we, who there are no Eina Bekiyim, we're all saying the entire Hal, there's no Indian to say Taluka afterwards. It was just to remember that when there was Eina Bekiyim, it's a mitzvah to say Taluka, that's what Rav is saying. And that's why they continued it. But really, there's no makom to continue it. Today, we don't continue an outset minig. There's no makom stamp to do it. The mitzvah line of saluka is only when there are any bikin like the rat. And Gemara goes on, then you say the Rosh Prakim, and Haidul Hashem, you say the Rosh Prakim of Haidul Hashem. Rashi and Tais talk about it, whether you say Haidul Hashem or you say Haluka. And then they answered Ana Hashem Eshina to say that if the katan was makri, you answer the words. And then it says, Hu oimer baruch haba, v'hein oimer b'shem Hashem. Mikan l'shemei ka'ina. So Rashi says that he says Baruch Haba, and they're saymach in him without any aniyah. They don't say the words, and they don't say Haluka. And that teaches you that someone who doesn't know loy liquors of loy lanais, he can't read the Hal, and he can't say Haluka. Shemei ka'ina means even without answering anything. Now Yesh Lahara like this. Normal, when we use the word Shemeya Ka'ina, what we're trying to say is that a Shemeya is Yetzah as if he made the Bracha, or as if he did the Kriya. So it's a little bit shred the Lashon Shemeya Ka'ina. The Chayri just say Shemeya Ka'mavarech, or Shemeya Ka'kayre. What's Aina? But either way, be it as it may, if that's the Pshan in Shemeya Ka'ina, so what do you mean Mikan the Shemeya Ka'ina? Even when you Aina Rashi Prakam, it's also a din of Shemeya Ka'ina. Why Yetzah? You didn't say it. So what do you mean by Baruch Haba, and they say B'Shem Hashem Mikan L'Shemeya Ka'ina? It's just saying Mikan She'afa Pishloyana Yatza. We know B'Shemeya Ka'ina, we know from the entire thing, from the fact that when you say Alu Avdei Hashem and the answer Haluka, that already also teaches you B'Shemeya Ka'ina. Just that B'Shemeya Ka'ina is when Yitak is saying Haluka, and here's B'Shemeya Ka'ina when you're not answering anything. L'Chayr it's a Chiddush. And in how wide Shemeya Ka'ina goes. It's not a din of Shemeya Ka'ina. Shemeya Ka'ina is the whole Gemara, right? The Gemara is calling that Shemeya Ka'ina. That's what the Gemara was saying. Shama v'layana mahu. And then, minayin l'shemeya Ka'ina. So I think the pashas of the Gemara, the pshat's like this. If you Aina means the answer Amen to a bracha, or you answer Rosh Prakim to a kriya. So that's an Aina. And an Aina is kemavarech, or an Aina is kekare. If someone says a bracha and you answer Amen, so you're an Aina. So an Aina is like a mavarech. If someone says hallo and you answer the Rosh Prakim, you're an Aina. An Aina is kekare. And that we know till now. And now we have a new din. Shemeya is kaina. Shemeya is not kemavarech or kekare, but a Shemeya is kaina. And that's the second din. That Shmia is kaina, like Rashi's lashon is, and Shama the Kiva Leva Lishmaya Afa Pishalayana is Yatza, because the Shmaya is kaina. That's the Chayr, the Pasha Taichvert of the Gemara. Ya'aina Rashi Prakim, there's an Aina, and an Aina is Yatza, and then there's a Shmaya, which is not Aina, Ka'aina, like it's Aina the Rashi Prakim. Not like we usually taich the word Shmaya kaina, that he's like a Mavarech or a Kairi. I think it's Madurik in the Rambam this way. The Rambam Nuchas Brachas Perek Aleph Alach Yud says like this: Kol Shemeya Brachim and a Brachas Mitchilasa Vad Seifa, but a Skav and Latzis by Yedecha Vasei Yatsa Afa Bishlei Ana Amen. So this is a din: if you Shemeya a Bracha from the beginning to end and you Skav and Latzis by Yedecha Vasei, you Yatsa Afa Bishlei Ana Amen. Then he says, V'chol Aina Amen Achar Mavarech Hareyu Kamavarech. If he's a Aina Amen, he's a Kamavarech. If he's a Shemei Ebrachim and Ebrachis, and he didn't say Anem, he's Yatza. So it sounds like a Shemei is Yatza. He's not Kamavarech, but he's Yatza. And Aina Amen is Kamavarech. He doesn't say that a Shemei is a Kamavarech, whether he's Aina Amen or not, or Shemei is Yatza, whether he's Aina Amen or not. a Shemeya is Yaitza, even if he's not Aina, and Aina Amin is Kamavarek, but not a Shemeya. I see this also from a Chiddush Rashi and Brachas that amazing, amazing. The Gemara there was talking about, the Gemara there says a Chiddush, that if you have people gathering together for a meal, if they're all being Mesiv, that means they become one Chabura, so Echa Mavarek Lekulam. But if they're not Mesiv, then Kol Echa Mavarek La'atzma. That's what the Gemara says there. So the Rashba has a kasha, why is it that way? Lamali Shivar Kalecha Vecha, the Kolchan Vechad Bechayuva, the Kaimla Mibichsanen, Dim Loyatza, Maitzi. Even by Bechsanen, if his Yatza is Aina Maitzi, but if his Loyatza is Maitzi. So here's, listen to the words. In Taima Dafka Kishe Sebu, I may be one, only the Mace of the one Chabur, Mikalmak, I'm Tapik Lay, the Aina Amen Kamaitzi Bracha Mipi, Mipiv. That Aina Amin is like he says the bracha, V'loy Aid El Shemeya Kaina. And he vibes with the Sarachian. He says two kashas. One is an Aina Amin is Kamaitzi Bracha Mipiv Dami, and the second kash is a Shemeya is Kaina. Which the Chari means like an Aina Amin. Now I'm not sure what the Nafkimin al Allah is, but I just want to be Mitzayin, the Zerbi Kamega, and Shulchan Aruch HaKayim Simon Meshia Tess, which discusses. When someone's not mechuyev v'davar, maybe there you dafka need an ayna amein, but a shemeya doesn't work. Then come back to Ma'arach. I don't want to go through the sugya. I just wanted to say l'chayim. What's the pashim hashmoyis of the Gemara? Now, one other ara that the Gemara is saying. He says baruch haba, and they say b'shem Hashem. Mikan l'shemeya ka'ayna. So you see from the Gemara Gvaldig Yisayit, even though the rest of Hallel, the yaitza themselves, they say the words, but the words baruch haba, they don't say at all. And they're still Yaitza. And the Chari, who didn't halu av the Hashem? They don't say it all, they just say haluka, and they're still Yaitza. So the Chari, you see from there that you could have half of it through Shemeya Ka'ina and the other half through Dibur. You could mix and match. It doesn't have to be that either the whole thing is Shemeya or the whole thing is Dibur. You could do partially Dibur, partially Shemeya Ka'ina. Now, Mamison, the Stipe has a whole shtickel on an Ibrachah Simeon Alf. He thinks the Machlaik is a Paiske. He brings Rabbi Kivega, Rabbi Kivega names on twice, he says, that that when someone's being yetzir with the bracha, you could say some of the words yourself. L'mashal, he brings, he's discussing the tzad that noshim can be meitzi anoshim if they're mechuyiv midaraisa. Gemara is a suffix if noshim mechuyiv midaraisa. But pashas the Gemara is mashma if noshim are mechuyiv midaraisa, they could be meitzi anoshim berchus amazin. But the Gaius Shri says they can't because they don't say bris and teira, and that's mechaykes rishenim. But the Rishenim, guys, you're going with the Rishenim that Nashim don't say Al Brisle Shechasam de Vesereinu, and they don't say Al Tarasu Shematana, because Nashim are Mechuyiv in Brismil and not Mechuyiv in Teira. So, male, they can't be Meitzi on Nashim. So, Frankie Bekregen, but the Gemara says Mefurish that if Nashim are Mechuyiv in the Reis, they could be Meitzi on Nashim. So, what does the guys of Shri mean? Even if they're Mechuyiv in the Reis, they can't be Meitzi on Nashim, because they have the problem that they can't say Bris and Teira. As Frankie Bekregen, it means the Gemara, he's not saying they can't be Meitzi altogether. He means that Al-Koponim, the Ish, is still going to have to say himself the words Al-Brishuk-Sandr-Shrein-Avat-Turas-Hashin-Matanu. Because the Isha won't be able to meitzi with those words, she's not Mechuyiv. So you see from Rabbi Kivega that the Isha is being meitzi in benching, and you're putting in the words Al-Brishuk-Sandr-Shrein-Avat-Turas-Hashin-Matanu. You've been yaitza the whole thing with Shemei Kaina, but you're saying also some of it yourself. You might see part of it with Shmei Kaina, and part of it you're saying the words yourself. He says the same thing that McVega says about the Magen Avraham. McVega's in Tshuva Simen Zayin. The Magen Avraham says, let's say you have a woman, the man is not home, or she's an almana, or whatever it is, and she has a son that's going to say Kiddush, but the son, we don't know that he has Shtei Sires. Kiddush is the Raisa, Nashim HaMachiyavis, and Kiddush mean the Raisa. So you should need to know that he has Shtei Sires. So he says that she should stay along with him. She should say along with him. That's what Magen Avraham says. So, effectively, Knega, what's enough of it to say along? If she says the entire bracha, so her bracha is not alakais. Elamai, she'll say part of the bracha. So he says, yeah. The pshat is like this, because he yates a kiddush with even part of the bracha. He yates a kiddush deraisa, enough to say the bracha. As long as you say something about Shabbos, he yates them. So it doesn't mean she should say the whole bracha. That would be a bracha levatala. It wouldn't be alakais. Pshat is, she should say part of the bracha, he should start, he should say the Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, and she should say with him, Hashem Kachanu Mitzvayisav Ratzavanu V'Shabbos Kachi Bava V'Sinchilanu. So at least those words she says that we have the Shabbos from Nebishtah, she's Yaitzah Kiddush Deraisa, and for the Rabbanan, you could be saying, Mecha Chazak and the Rabbah, he's already by mitzvah, you don't have to know she has shtei staris. But you see from Bikivega that this is what he says, Allah l'maisa, if you have a woman being mitzvah from a son who we don't know he has shtei staris, she should say part of the kiddush herself, and she'll be eitzah the din deraisa with her own dibur, and she'll be eitzah from him the din derabanan of kiddush alakais, because for that you could be saimich on chazak of the rabbis by mitzvah already. So you see that she could do half the kiddush from hearing from him, half the kiddush from herself. So the Chazon Ish in Siman Lamed Sifkan Vav asks a kasha in Bikivega. He says you find that the Rishonim all say in Brachas Daf Mem Vav that when you do a Zeman, you could split the three Brachas. A Zeman, there used to be that the Mezaman was Maitzi everyone in the Brachas. So from the Rif and Taisus in Brachas Daf Mem Vav, it's Mavur, you could split the three Brachas to three people, but you can't split one of the Brachas to two people. You could have one person do Hazan, one person Naidulcha, one person Achim, but you can't do two people doing Hazan, two people doing Naidulcha v'chuli. So you see, you can't do half one person, half another person. The Stipla adds that in Chazar Sashat, it's Mavu in the Gemara, Brachas Naflam Medalad, it says, Ha'evu v'nei teve v'tah, Yavar Achetachto, Me'echenu Maskel, Metkil se Brachas Shetahaba. If you have someone saying Chazar Sashat, and he can't go further, and someone has to take over, he has to start from the beginning of the bracha. You see, you can't split a bracha into two. So you see, you can't do a bracha, Shmei Ka'ina, from two different people. So the Stipla has two terutzim, one teretz, a Geshmaka teretz, and the pshat is, the one that's saying the bracha, he has to say the whole bracha. If he only says half a bracha, and someone else says the other half, it doesn't work. But if the one who's saying the bracha says the whole bracha, then you could be able to part with Shmei Ka'ina, and part with you saying it yourself. By the case of benching, the pshat is one person saying half the bracha, he doesn't know the other half. So one saying half, and he's not finishing the bracha. And the other saying the other half, he didn't say the first half. Well, let's say a shliach tzibur would come up in the middle of the bracha, won't start from the beginning. So the bracha gufa, you wouldn't have one person saying the whole bracha. One person saying half, the other person saying half. Now, Shane Kane, if someone's saying the whole bracha, like in Bikivega's case, by Kiddush, or by Birchas Hamazon, and you yaitza the bracha from the person, and you put in some words, some of the words you yaitza yourself, so that's okay. And he says another teretz that the pshat is different if you have two brachas from two different people, yaitza shemeya, or yaitza half shemeya from one person, half you say yourself. Al kaponim, this type was bothered. Our sugya is mefurish that you could do half shemeya, kind of half yourself. And the same thing it brings the mashal by Kriyas Megillah. Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Prima Gadim that let's say the hacking Haman by Kriyas Megillah. So you didn't hear some words, so you say it yourself, even though you're doing part of the Megillah Shemei from the Shlichs, even part from yourself. So he's bothered by it. I think the pshat in the Chazon Ish is that there's a chiluk a kriya and a bracha. I think by a kriya, you would be according to Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish doesn't want to be mechalik between if someone said the whole bracha, or he said half and someone else said half. But the pshat, if it's one bracha, you can't split it. A kriya could be, you could be by halal gufa, you can have different people saying different sukkim and halal. Or kriyas megillah, you can have different people taking over. You can have one chazan saying one paragraph of kriyas megillah, and then another balkari says another paragraph of kriyas megillah. It's dafka by a bracha, the chazan is held not the way. That he brought a raya from benching and for chazar sashats. A bracha is more chamadik adine hefsik, then you have to have one bracha. And a kriya, like kriya sal, kriya smikul, I think the chazanish wouldn't say it. See, the stipler there, in brachas, he brings the machlaikas yishayinim, he brings it from Rabbeinu Yaina, in the seventh parak of brachas, the gabi, the din of layizuk, bracha mipiv, he brings this play from Rabbeinu Yaina that he's naming on, that even when you bring yaitza from the shats, you could be yaitza half from the shats and half that you say yourself. And could be you could say the stipla skillik, because the only problem by Berchus HaMazayin or by Chazar HaSashatz is when you don't have one person saying the whole bracha. But if one person is saying the whole bracha, you can be yitzir partially from the Mavarech and partially from yourself. That he brings Rabbeinu Yaina. But he brings the Rosh, the Torah Chaim Simon Reish Pimalf says, B'shem the Rosh, he's discussing there about on Shabbos. Some shuls, the Chazim would say part of the bracha, and the kol would listen to the chazan by yitzharar, and then say the other half themselves. And the rosh says they shouldn't do that. So the stipler says, "Vaisis he holds like the chazan ish." And the stipler doesn't have a teretz how he would learn our gemara. I think that's the vart. I think the whole din is dafka by brachas. By brachas, we have a klal. If you don't say the entire bracha, you're not yetsa. So in there, you have a shayla, maybe a machoikish, maybe a yon in the rush, if you can be yetsa half the bracha from the chaz and half from yourself. But if it's two different brachas, like by benching, so then you see why yetsa. Two different brachas by chazaris hashatz, you why yetsa, even though it's one benching, one chazaris hashatz. So who would then hear two different psukim by Megillah or by Kriyas Halal, avadi you could be yetsa from different people. Now we'll say over some bavista rain of Shemei Kaina. There's the famous Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi is in the Sefer HaTorah. At the end of Bereishis, he has a page of Lamdas. I guess he didn't want to leave a Nayir Cholak, he didn't want to leave a blank page. So he said like this. He said, there was a Chacham Echa that said that for Duchening, one Kayin could say the Duchening, and all the other Kayin will be Eitzal Shemei Kaina. So like the Beis Halevi, it's not correct. Lein Nehira Klaus, it doesn't make any sense. Shemei Kaina is something where all you have to do is say an Amira. So Mamela, Shemei Kainim blames like you said the Amir, but Bichas Kainim you need Kol Ram Kadam Ma'im Lechaverei. So Gemara and say that Afaim and Ches Amar Lahem, you have to say it the Kol Ram Kadam Ma'im Lechaverei. So Lemaisa, how Shemei Kainim going to work even if the Taka said it but he didn't say it the Kol Ram? Even if he said it himself but he didn't say it the Kol Ram, he's not Yetzi if he said it Balachas. So who would do me Shemeia? You're not going to have the Ma'ila of Kol Ram. As I tie it to Beis Halevi. And as the Chazanish in Simon Chavtes and Arachayim, that's Mayrech Alan about the lumnus of Shemei Kaina. And he has the Chakira. The Shemei Kaina means Shmia. You could be Eitzu with Shmia. You could say the words or you could listen to the words. Either one is considered you're being Eitzu with it. Or no. You really need a Dibur. Shmia is not good enough. But when you hear the Dibur, you become a Chelik of the Dibur. The Dibur is Miyuchas to you. It's a Shutvis of the Shmia and the Dibur. And he likes that svar, and he brings a lot of rice. First of all, Shmei Kaina only works in Yom Chuyah B'Dava. Like we have over here, a Katan, a Isha, who's Makrahal, you have to say whatever they say. You can't be Yetzu with the Shmiah. If there's a din, Shmiah is Kedibur, so what's the difference? Who says it? I was Shmiah, so it should be good enough. But if the din is no, you need a Dibur. But I'm Yetzu, again a Dibur, I also get that Dibur. The Dibur is Miuchas to me as well. So then, their Dibur doesn't count, because they're not Mechuyah B'davar. He also discusses, L'maisa, when someone reads the Megillah, he writes in the Mitzvah's Megillah, even though you're not listening from the Ksav, but he's reading it from the Ksav. So what do you mean? Okay, he's reading it, so he's reading it from the Ksav. You're listening. Where do you have an Ksav? L'maisa, it's not the Pshat that the Shmi alone is like a Dibur, but the Pshat is you write it with his Dibur. His Dibur becomes your Dibur. You become a shutif with his Dibur, and his Dibur is min aksav. So male you also yaitza, or by Kiddush. You're listening to Kiddush. Well, good, so it's like you said the words. But what about min akais? Where is the Kiddush al akais? Elamai, it's not the pshat that your shmi obliges that you said the words. You're being yaitza with his words. And his words were al akais. So male it can be yaitza al akais. So zok dechazanish, lefizeh, it's shvei to beis alevi. Because since you see, that you can have a Shmei Kaina that it could be considered min aksav, and you can have a Shmei Kaina that is considered al akais, so why can you have a Shmei Kaina that's considered Bekal Ram? I'm Yetzu with his words, and his words are Bekal Ram. Hazayin Amal, you learn that the Beis Halevi says, the disciple says it's in Bracha Simen Yigimel, that the Beis Halevi holds a Shmei of lives like you said it, and the Chazanish being Mechadish, no, the Shmei says Yetzu with his Dibur. His Dibur is M'siachas to you, it's a sheet of between the Shmi and the Dibur. So Mel, that's why the Beis Halevi holds the problem of Kol Ram, because you said it, but you didn't say it by Kol Ram. You only have a Shmiah. And the Chazish says, no, you Yates with his words are by Kol Ram. But the Chayrit Shmer, like the Chazanish asks, so why would the Beis Halevi be Mechalik? Just like Menachsav, you don't say this like you said it, then you said it Shalei Menachsav, you say, since he's being Yetzir with his words are Menachsav, so Meli Yitzchidim Menachsav. Or Alakais. Kiddush Alakais. Why don't you say, you don't have, you said it, but you didn't say Alakais. There it says, Yetzir with his words are Alakais. So Meli, you have that deep, but it's Alakais. So why don't you say the same thing by Kol Ram? The Stipler speaks about it in Simen Yigimel, but I always thought the Beis Halevi's maskim, that Shemei Kaina doesn't mean that the Shemi blames an Amira, that it blames the Egan Amira. I'm not the Pshas Yetzir with his deeper. But the pshat is, he looked at the din of Kol Ram differently. He brings the Gemara and say to Kol Ram Kadam Ma'im Lechaveire. That if the pshat is, you need that you should say something. So he says it. So good. So he Mesiachas, so Yetzu with his Dibur. Mashaken here, the kol ram, the amar lahem means not that I need to say something and there's a tnai grounded, the thing I need to say has to be b'kol ram. I have to transmit the bracha kadam ayim lechaveray. I have to go and give this bracha to Yana. Kadam ayim lechaveray, that idur b'kol ram, meaning that I'm talking to him. Shmei Kaina can't do that. Shmei Kaina means I said a bracha from Kiddush. I need alakais, good. I said the bracha alakais because I listened to a bracha which was said alakais. I said the Kriyas Megillah. I need Menachsav, yeah. I said it Menachsav because I was listening to a bracha that says Menachsav. But here, it's not that I have to say it and ground it as a tnai I need b'kol ram. The din is I have to tell it to someone. Kadam ayim lechaveray. I didn't tell it to him. I said it. I'm Yaitzah with his Quran, but he told it to him. I didn't tell it to him. That's what I have to say. So that's how I always learned the Beis Halevi. Not a machleik is in the lamdus of Shmei Kaina. It's a vart that the Beis Halevi is saying how to understand the din of Kol Ram. That Kol Ram by Birchas Kainim is not an Amira. It's an Amira to him. It's a different type of thing. Not an Amira with Tnon. It's a din Ka'adam Aymul HaChaveir. That wouldn't be Shayach Shmei Kaina. Last hour, we have a machlokes here, Rashi and Taisus on the Amid. Rashi says that since you don't need an aniyah, so Mamela, if let's say you're davening Shmeini Esrei and the Shliach Tziv is saying Kaddish or Yehi Shmei Rabba or Kedusha, so then you should listen and you like you said it. And when you finish the Kedusha or the Kaddish, then you can continue your tefillah. And he brings it from Rav Yudai going, the Baal Halachas Gedolos. And other Rishonim also hold like Rashi. He brings in the Bahag, Rabbeinu Yonah, Maseches Brachos, Daf Kafal from Mabez, brings it the Rif, and if Haigayin also hold that way. But Taisus here, and in Brachos is a little bothered, because the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Kafal from Mabez, says that someone who came late, and he sees the Tziba already davening, so if he's able to finish before the Shatz is up to Grusha, he should, but if not, he has to wait. He shouldn't say the davening, he should wait till the Shatz says Kedusha. So, fact Taisus, if you have it, you could be have Eitzah, had to be Eitzah Kedusha while you're in the middle of Shmeina Esrei. You could be Shaisik. So, why can't it work? So, Elamai, the problem is that the Shmi will be a Hefsik. Now, Taisus over there says that Lamais in a Minig is to be Shaisik, and Godel HaMinig, and here he also is Miyashiv a little bit Rashi, that he says, even if you could do Shmeina Kaina, but the Pshat in the Gemara there is Mitzvah and a Mufchar. To be Aina Mamish. But the Slach and Brachas wants to explain what's the lamdus. Why would Taisus hold it's a hefsek there, especially in time of the Rishis Fakeret? The Shemaya Kainas, he can't be Shemaya. You can be Mafsek and Shemaya Nesrei. So he says that it's a Chakira. Shemaya Kainas mean that Yistam Yetzu with the Shemaya? Or is it a Blaiba Dibur? Does a Blaiba Dibur or not? He brings him a Chalekis Raivin and Ramban. If you can make a shvua, they shmei kainah. The Ravid says you can make a shvua, they shmei kainah. The Ravid says it's called a diva. The Ramban says no, it's not levatib, it's v'sayim. So the Ravid says the Ravid holds no. It's like Mamish, you said it. That's the chiddush of shmei kainah. It's like Mamish, like you said it. So he wants to say a big chiddush. He says that according to Rashi, right? We all know someone's a suffik brachas. So mainly you go and yates it from someone else. Zaktitzlach, then only look according to Rashi, because it doesn't believe like you said it. So the Maisi can be Yetzir the Bracha, but it won't be called the Bracha Levatala. But according to Rimin Atam, it's like you said it. So just like you can't say a Bracha when you're Mesubik, who then you can't listen to a Bracha from someone else, because there'll also be a Bracha Levatala. Because Shemei Kainas believes like you said it, so Mamish be a Bracha Levatala. As I tain it, it's like a Gavaldi Gechidish. But he says, L'maisel halacha, we all know he passes like Rashi, because if you're Milosh Men Esri and Abda Kedusha, we do Shemei Kainas. So I say Shemei Kainas, not like you said it. I say, you know, like the Raivin, that you can do a Shmuay, they Shemei Kainas, out there Ramban. That doesn't apply to Levatim, it's for Sayyim. So that's why you have this Eitzah, when you have a Safik Brachas, that you could be Eitzah the Bracha, it wouldn't be called the Bracha Levatala. But if Rikveik Atayin is on the Tzlach, he doesn't understand. Even if you say, as I vait, Shmi Kain is Mamish Adibur, and that's why it's a Hefsik in Shmaina Esrei, and that's why I'll be a Bracha Levatala. But you still have an Eitzah. Because you don't have to make a Shmei Kaina, and you decide if it's Shmei Kaina. When someone makes a Bracha, which you're not Mechayiv in the Bracha, so you listen to the Bracha, you say Amen, there's no problem. You're not trying to be Eitzah with the Bracha. You're not trying to do Shmei Kaina. The Teretz says, but if I want to have the Bracha, let's say, it's a bracha v'tal, but I want to make a bracha. I already made a bracha, but I want to make another bracha. So I'll be made with a bracha to make another bracha. Let's say that Slach is right, that according to the Rina Ben Tam, it's a bracha of Atala. But if I have a Suffolk brachas, I can say like this, I can make a Tanai. I can say, if I'm a chliv in the bracha, then I want to be, then I want to be Eitz with the Shmia. But if I'm not mechleiv in the bracha, then I don't want to be Eitz with the Shmia. So either way, it's not a bracha of Atala. If I'm not mechleiv, I'm bechal no under Shmia kaina. So that's what he tainas on the Tzlach. There's no mokum for Yechidish. Even if you want to say that there's such a thing, that if Shmei Ka'ina is Mamash Adibur, you can be Eitz Shvu with it. It's a Hefzik Shmei Nesse. Who within it's a Brachal of Atala? That's only when you Mecham Vishmei Ka'ina. If you have a Suffolk, you always have an Eitzah, that you only Mecham on the side you need the Bracha, and then it won't be a Brachal of Atala Kuli Alma. That's what Bekevegis Taina.